Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 51 for Wednesday, September 7th. I'm Jade Marcus. The ACE Futures Canada canola market was down $2.30 to up $3.20 a ton on Wednesday, with the November contract at $548 a ton. Prices were supported by spillover strength from U.S. soy markets and declines in the Canadian dollar. However, canola didn't advance as much as expected as a stocks report from Statistics Canada pressured the market. StatsCan expects canola stocks were at 2.016 million metric tons as of July 31st, an upwardly revised year-ago production numbers. However, gains in Chicago Board of Trade soybeans and soy meal underpinned the market as traders processed the effects of rain during August. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all stronger. Soybeans were up 9 to 17 cents, with the November contract up 16 at $9.75 a bushel. Soybeans gained with market expectation that the U.S. crop may have gotten too much rain during a key development phase. Strong demand further propped up the market as new sales were announced on Wednesday. Private exporters have booked 8.1 million bushels of soybeans to China and another 9.7 million to unknown locations. However, data from the United States Department of Agriculture shows crop conditions are steady, with 73% in good to excellent condition, which is bearish. Corn was up 4 to 5 cents with the December contract at $3.33 a bushel. Prices advanced as crop ratings declined. Crop conditions reported by the USDA showed a 1% drop in the good to excellent category. However, the expectation for large yields to be reflected in upcoming USDA data limited gains. Wheat was up 1 to 4 cents with the Chicago December contract up 4 at $4.03 a bushel. Wheat gained, gathering spillover strength from the corn and soybean markets. Production issues in Europe could increase global demand for U.S. wheat, which is bullish. However, gains in the U.S. dollar limited advances, as a stronger greenback makes the country's commodities less appealing to international buyers. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, September 7th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.